This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The death toll from a weekend Russian missile strike on an apartment building in southeastern Ukraine has climbed to 45. The victims of the deadliest attack on civilians since the spring included six children. At a White House news briefing, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the U.S., along with the international community, will continue to press for accountability for war crimes.
Forces accountable for the atrocities that they've caused and also the war crimes.
Meanwhile, Netherlands Prime Minister Mark Rutte said that his country plans to join the U.S. and Germany's efforts to train and arm Ukraine with advanced Patriot defense systems. And during his daily address, the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky welcomed Rutte's plan. Ukraine will be provided with another Patriot battery. Thank you, Mark. That is, we already have three guaranteed batteries, but this is only the beginning. We are working on new decisions to strengthen our defense.
We will continue our work to hold.
During a meeting with the Dutch Prime Minister, President Biden says the two nations must deal with China.
Together, we're working on how to keep a free and open Indo-Pacific and, quite frankly, meet the challenges of China. Simply put, our countries have been so far in just lockstep in what we've done and our vision for the future.
The administration has been trying to get the Netherlands on the same page since the U.S. Commerce Department announced in October new export controls aimed at China. Restrictions are intended to limit China's